You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It's the most time of
the year. Feels
That's
like
funny,
it, right?
Man. Why not?
No.
Oh, God. No. There are people intentionally driving into concrete embankments right now. So. Yeah, that's better.
That's a little better.
Thanks for hanging out with your boys in the morning. The Dom and Jeremy Show at Denver's Mix 100, and we sincerely hope you keep Mix 100 turned on throughout your snowy day.
Yeah.
Denver's best mix of music for your work day is hosted by Shannon Steele. Then Studley Steve will see you home. And then tonight, the award-winning program hosted by Synergy.
If you got one of those smart speakers at home today, just say, hey, Alexa, play Mix 100 Denver, and she should put us on, hopefully. Mm-hmm. Fingers crossed. If not, what? Throw it on the floor?
If not, learn her how to do it, as they say.
We were talking a little bit ago about how all the kids, you know, had a snow day today, and why aren't they just doing a virtual learning day today? And mm-hmm. a woman wrote in on our Facebook and said, hey, my school is doing virtual today. They don't get a snow day. And my reply was, bummer for those kids. And she says, yeah, but hey, I'm the kitchen manager at the school, so I don't have to feed the little monsters today. Then she wrote, ha, 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 ha.
That's great.
So kudos to her. Thank you for writing in. It was funny.
Does she have a hairnet, I wonder?
Oh, God,
do they still do that?
I would
hope
so.
Back and ask her if she's got a hairnet.
Send us a picture of your hairnet.
Hey, I got something to play for you for today.
This is pitiful. 1,000 people freezing their butts off waiting to worship a rat. What a hype. Sound like they used to mean something in this town. They used to pull the hog out and they used to eat it. You're hypocrites, all of you.
Now, every time I've seen that movie, I laugh when he does that whole shtick, right? They used to pull the rat out and eat it. And guess what? That's not a joke.
They eat the groundhog now?
The first, when Groundhog Day celebrations began back in the 1880s, it did involve eating the groundhog.
Really?
Yes. So,
some places it's a delicacy, right? I mean,
probably in some places.
Do they taste good? I mean,
they say it tastes like a cross between pork and chicken. I have had a guinea pig.
Yeah.
But I've never had groundhog. I guess it's the same family. I don't know. I don't know.
Probably.
But anyway, I used to just laugh. I thought it was just a funny thing to say, but they really did used to eat it.
That poor little guy.
No kidding.
The guy with that goofy top hat pulls you out and he's licking his lips and you're like, no. Yeah,
he's doing that knife and fork thing, sharpening them against each other.
Oh, no. It's horrible, man.
Punxsutawney Phil did not see his shadow, but he did see a guy wearing a bib.
Filled his belly.
By the way, he did see his shadow, so 6 more weeks of whatever.
Bummer.
There was a little survey that went out, and it asked people, because we're 30, today's the 33rd day of the year. So we're coming up on the 10% mark here pretty soon of the year. Mm-hmm. And they polled people, Jeremy, and they asked them how their year is going so far. And the vast majority of people said, so far, 2022 is so-so.
Okay.
And 11% of people said it's going great.
Hey, it's great.
It's a great year so far.
Everything is awesome.
I don't know how...
I mean, yeah,
is this
I guess
just
so.
Because we're comparing it? I mean, if you compared it, let's say, to 2018 or 2017 or something,
Comparing
our years now to like 2020 is,
I guess,
or even 2021 is fraught because those.
Because
we've been in such a weird cycle.
Yeah, it's been weird and it's sucked.
So I'm going to ask you, Jeremy, how has your year been so far?
I'm solid in the so-so camp. There's been some good days, and we've had some really bad days, actually, the beginning of the year for my family. So I'm going to be in so-so right now. I'm in so-so land, but I will say that it's ticking up now. So pretty soon, I think I'll be in it's great land. By the end of February, it'll be great, Dom.
Oh, we're moving on up.
To the great side.
I'm going to be, because your choices were great, good, okay, / so-so, bad, or terrible. And I'm going to be in the good. It hasn't been great, but it's been good year.
It's good.
And they also broke this down by demographics, and they say younger people are far more likely to say it's going great, and older people are more likely to fall into the it's so-so.
Well, yes. Young people are, you know, they have no responsibilities.
Well, wait a minute. What age are we talking about here?
Josh. Like up to like 25, 26. I mean, really? There's no reason you should be down. You got the whole world ahead of you. You don't have kids bogging you down. You're still excited about your career and where things are going. You're dating. You're sleeping around. It's great. It should be great for you, jerks.
That's why it was always
today
so funny.
I gotta go home and occupy my kids.
Yeah, it was funny, you know, when that book came out a few years ago about the quarter life crisis. And look, no offense to anyone who's listening right now who's 23, 24, 25 years old. We love you. We think you've got a great life for the most part.
Yes, we were there. We miss it.
But we have to roll, there has to be a bit of an eye roll over the notion of a quarter-life crisis. Because like Jeremy just pointed
there's
out.
There's no crisis.
You're 25. Your body is probably about the best it's ever going to be.
Yes,
probably.
Probably.
With a few exceptions.
You can still essentially eat whatever you want right now.
Correct.
You know?
And if you do put on a few pounds, you can take them off so much quicker than you can when you're 45.
Yeah.
When you're 25. So you're in a really good spot right now.
Yeah.
How many of the people listening right now in their 40s would like to, you know, this leads to that question. If you could pick one age to go back to.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and
it'd be mid-20s. Mid-20s. I mean, granted, I have less years to choose from, but mid-20s were really fun,
man.
Really good. You got a bunch of years to choose from. You wouldn't go back to mid-20s?
Years, but I'm always going to say 35. 35 years
early
old. That was
is good. Yeah.
35 was a great year, man.
I actually had to shut off a YouTube video last night because I'm toying with learning, picking the drums back up, essentially. And so I was watching a bunch of YouTube videos on, you know, learning drums and stuff. And I stumbled across this one young lady who, her YouTube channel is trying something different for 30 days. So she'll learn how to draw for 30 days. She'll learn how to paint for 30 days. This time around it was, I'm learning how to drum for 30 days. And she like starts off every video with like, I have so much free time in my life that this is just something that I'm doing. And I go, shut up. I actually yelled out loud to her, shut up.
That is
Nicole's
like,
what are you watching? I was like, oh, just this young woman who has too much free time. Just this young lady that has the world at her fingertips.
She's speaking of fingers, she's basically giving you the double bird right into the camera,
it's
right?
Like she started. I clicked on the drum when she's like, this is a free month for me. I don't really have much going on, so I figured I'd learn the drums. Shut up.
Oh my, what shall I do this month?
I'm like, oh, we gotta get the kids in the shower, get homework done, we gotta cook dinner, I gotta go shovel.
Jeremy's actually punching his iPad.
I just don't know what to do with all this free time, so I'm gonna make all these YouTube videos on learning things. Kiss my butt.